Time for a new forklift? Well, let's kick the new year into high gear with a brand new Toyota forklift. Now through April 30th, you'll get up to a $2,500 rebate when you swap your old competitive branded forklift for a Toyota that delivers legendary efficiency. Don't wait. Trade up to Toyota now. Go to toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate to learn more or find the link in the show notes. That's toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate for your $2,500 rebate.
The New Warehouse Podcast, hosted by Kevin Lawton, is your source for insights and ideas from the distribution, transportation, and logistics industry. A new episode every Monday morning brings you the latest from industry experts and thought leaders. And now, here's Kevin.
Hey, it's Kevin Long with the New Warehouse Podcast. I'm here at MODEX 2020 at the New Warehouse Podcast booth, and I am joined by Richard Quistra, who is with Twin Load Automation. He is the Vice President of Automation, so we are going to talk about automation, right?
Good.
So, Richard, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you for having me.
Definitely happy to have you, and thank you for coming over to the booth as well. So why don't you tell us a little bit about Twin Load Automation and what it is that you guys do?
Sure. So we do all kinds of warehouse product installations, integration projects, anywhere from doing a simple rack project, from single deep, double deep, drive-in, also pallet flow. We do conveyance projects. We do AGVs, we do pick modules, we do a lot of different things, and that's our a lot of our predominant business, which we've done in over the last 25 years in food and beverage, FMCG, and in cold storage. We also do some, we have traditionally also done some what I'd call light automation, where we'd integrate shuttles into pallet racking and do, you know, shuttles that are transported by a forklift put into a lane and then transport the pallets and put them into their storage location. Now we are moving more more deeper into the automation space, where we are doing complete automation projects where we do ASRS combined with AGVs, combined with supply carrier, rail carrier loops, and where we're also installing the warehouse management system, the warehouse control systems, and doing a complete project.
Got it. Okay. And now, are you you're providing your own solutions, or you're working with other partners to do that?
Okay. So, great question. Right. So, up until yesterday, we were an autonomous integrator, where we would go find a the best in class warehouse management system, the best control system, the right cranes, and the right conveyors, and then what we would do is we would integrate all of them together.
Got it.
Okay. So we have done some very large projects in that vein. As of yesterday, we are proud to announce that we are now the proud distributor for Kerber Supply Chain Automation, where we are going to be able to provide end-to-end solutions from one company, rather than us going to six or seven different companies.
Got it.
In order, now we can bring them all in-house, world-class companies that are all under one roof.
Got it. So talk to us a little bit about Kerber, and we were just talking about, you know, they, I think the biggest announcement that I saw is that High Jump is now Kerber, right? So talk to us about those solutions that fall under that name and that umbrella.
Sure. So the Kerber Group is a foundation based out of Hamburg, Germany. They've got four channels in regards to what they play in, and one of them is the supply chain automation group.
Okay.
Another one would be, let's say, the pharmaceutical. Another one would be tissue. And another one would be tobacco. And the supply chain automation space is the fastest growing vertical that what they have. Mm-hmm. And within that vertical, again, they had high jump, they had Reantix, they had Inconso, they had Haberle, and about six or seven other companies underneath that umbrella.
Okay.
Where now what they're doing is they're doing a whole rebranding program over the next 4 to 6 months, where all of those individual companies are now going to get rebranded under the Kerber name.
Right.
And so what customers then are going to be able to get a crane system, a conveyor system, a layer picking system, a palletizing system, a warehouse control system, or a warehouse management system. It's going to be all under the same umbrella under one name.
Got it. Okay. So, and then you guys are going to be basically kind of the North America partner for that, right? To kind of bring them over here.
That's correct. So, what we're going to do is, from a systems integration standpoint, if a client wants to be able to put in a project where they are going to have the WMS, the WCS, some cranes, a layer picker, a palletizing system, and AGVs,
right,
we'll be their partner in order to do those projects.
Okay, great.
And then also, if a end user in the cold chain, if they would like to, in one of their conventional facilities where they want to just take a certain piece, where they would say, okay, you know, we have a conventional facility in Boise, Idaho, and we want to put a layer picking system in there where we're going to take full pallets, and then we want to make rainbow pallets where you've got different layers of product on a separate pallet.
Right.
Okay. Then we would be able to offer them the software, the controls, and that individual layer picking system.
Interesting. Okay. So it's really a good partnership on both sides, it sounds like, right?
It's a great partnership because, again, High Jump is a very well-known name within the North American space. As we talked about, they're a top three best-in-class WMS.
Right.
Here, a household name, whereas in Europe, High Jump is not all that well known, but Inconso and Kerber and all the other companies, they're very well known.
Right.
And so they don't have a big presence here in America except through High Jump.
Right.
Okay. And so with the Twin Load brand and the Twin Load presence in the food and beverage and in the FMCG and the cold storage business, and where we play already, those are our bread and butter clients.
Right.
And we have relationships going all the way up to, you know, presidents, vice presidents, general managers, etc., where we don't have to establish those relationships.
Right.
Now what we're doing is we're going to be able to bring in another one of our partners. Mm. And what's the wonderful thing is that when you're bringing new technology or technology to these customers that they're already our customers, it's not something that is, they're going to be a guinea pig.
Right.
We've already done this many, 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 many times in Europe. And so we're just bringing all of that technology across the pond here, and we're going to be supplying a lot of the sales and the aftermarket service and the support and the presence here in order to take care of the customers.
Okay, I think that's great. So now you're VP of automation, right, and you're Twin Load Automation, right?
Yep.
So why don't you talk to us a little bit about what you see in general coming from your customers and potential customers, and also kind of what you're seeing here at Modax in terms of what the industry is moving towards in the automation space.
Okay, so that's a loaded question, and I'm going to try to make it as short as possible.
Sure.
What I'm seeing here, and it starts with what we announced yesterday with our partnership agreement with Kerber. We're hearing a lot of collaboration agreements.
Right.
A lot of companies working together. Mm-hmm. You don't need to buy somebody, but you're collaborating and working together towards a common goal because, again, what's on everybody's mind is how can we add value, how can we differentiate in regards to who we are and what we can bring to the table to our customers.
Right.
Okay. And if I can bring somebody in that we believe is a value-added vendor, that, and I'm going to, you know, talk about, you know, autonomous mobile robots, okay, right. Which is, again, something that's very, very, very that prevalent here at MODEX this year. And so you're seeing a lot of companies, you know, collaborating from a distribution standpoint, going deeper into the market, because a lot of these AMR companies, you know, they have a lot of great technology, but they need the ability in order to integrate, and they need in order to be able to penetrate the market. And in order to do that, you need to partner with people.
Definitely. Yeah, and I think that the collaboration is key, especially as we're becoming so much more technologically advanced than we really have been in the past in this industry, right? As, you know, we get these startup companies that are like injecting this new solution and kind of changing things, but then they don't really have the bandwidth or whatever to finish, I guess, the process, right?
Correct.
The collaboration, I think, is going to be key. And I mean, it's key now. And, you know, just like you said, there's so many companies that are either have recently announced partnerships or they're announcing partnerships like you guys. And I think that's really going to be the way that we get this technology to be adapted and adopted by the end user and the customer.
Correct. Exactly. And again, you know, I think what we're seeing here in America with the way things that, you know, over the last several years is that automation has been accepted.
Right.
It's now been proven. Mm. It's been installed, and it's not a dirty word.
Right. Okay? It's not a scary word.
It's not a scary word.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, whereas in the past, if we would be talking to a client and they had multiple sites, you know, throughout North America, and they were talking about their growth plans, they would say, yeah, we're looking, you know, our 5-year plan, our, you know, from a growth standpoint, is we're going to do, you know, 10 buildings in the next 5 years. And, you know, we'll do one with automation.
Right.
Now, it's complete reverse. Now they're going to be doing 8 with automation and 2 conventional.
Right.
Okay, so it's completely flipped. And there's a lot of confidence in the marketplace knowing that projects can get installed from soup to nuts, including the WMS, the WCS, and all the interfaces. And, you know, from a mechanical standpoint, it's relatively, and I won't say easy, but that's to me, that's the easy point in an automation project. It's to be able to get all of that working together with the WCS, integrate it properly with the WMS in order to achieve your desired outcome.
Okay, great. So thank you so much for coming by the booth. And how can people find out more about Twin Load Automation?
You can find us on LinkedIn, and you can find us at www.twinlode.com.
All right, great. So we'll post more information about that on the newwarehouse.com as well. So Richard, thank you so much, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you very much. You as well.
You've been listening to the New Warehouse Podcast with Kevin Lawton. Subscribe and check us out online at thenewwarehouse.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want more content from the New Warehouse, check out our new video series called All Hands on LinkedIn. Just search for the New Warehouse on LinkedIn and follow along.